With the flip of a switch, it takes just 2 minutes for the Carol Bush Imini Performance Hall to transform from a concert hall to a multi-purpose theater as a 40-ton acoustic band shell glides back off stage. Thanks to a 50-ton overhead crane, that change appears effortless at the main auditorium of the Globe News Center for the Performing Arts in Amarillo. The center opened in 2006. It's named for the local newspaper, the Performance Hall for a late community arts patron, both major benefactors of the $33 million project. The movable band shell, constructed of glued laminated beams filled with stained press board, is daring technically and aesthetically. Audiences are treated to fine-tuned acoustics when the vivid orange-hued shell is in place behind the symphony. When it's hidden away, the open stage and massive fly loft accommodate even the most elaborate Broadway touring show. The exuberant and wildly ornate geometry of the shell extends throughout the auditorium like a cocoon, enveloping performers and audience in one intimate space. For every eye, a commanding view. For every ear, the most subtle tones are audible. The lobby ceiling is constructed with hundreds of standard aluminum panels with punched holes, a material typically used for the 18-wheel cattle trucks driving down area highways. Bold designs and materials are used throughout the Performing Arts Center, capturing inspiration from regional colors and patterns and from nearby Paladura Canyon. Red sandstone exterior walls, capped by a giant sinuous arc at the roofline, recall the color and profile of cliff edges of the Cap Rock. The roof rises to 40 feet. It hides the center's 71,000 square foot interior volume and the towering fly loft. From Interstate 40, it's a powerful icon, visible for miles. The vitality of the building, designed by Holzman Moss Architecture, creates a special place and space unlike anything else in Amarillo, yet it's totally at home in the Panhandle.